As Cartnish Station and all Toyacht Clanigale, a smiley am Shewish Altacher. My name is Robert Cuttine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this bilingual programme, Clanigale, there are parts of it in English as to Arna Nelyagy Sahil, and there are other parts of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dhúrigh, in this edition of Clanigale, we hear of a maritime contest between two rival companies, and what became of one of the ships that took part in it. For Sherwood Anderson, na Mericanach, ren skriulior na skilin gyera. Ve rugich sivlein hachi jeg tri fida she jeg, as hure best naichi jeg nanas died. Tashin gol toyacht le skil yer lyorish en mesich undinye balu. Ach, hajina skil sho lina cledden clair, maso skilen fales ach na san minis. We begin with the voice of Bardd Mer Gorsedd Curnow, the grand bard of the Cornish Gorsedd from 2000 to 2003, Jowan and Cleth, John of the North, the bardic name of John Bolaitho, hailing from Bude in North Cornwall. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu in the nashun, skerliena was dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Greek with the wessa, wo he on and the gezies, take o and bledgen o nans o. Now my parth, I hear for Denny's, take o and bledgen o nanzo. Marhwek an ilo tailin tall con, simbal giten ha hui bon el. Now my parth, and now joy brav, take o and bledgen o nanzo. Tree anedda o cazor yon len, take o and bledgen o nanzo. Rag souls sergeant, leathies in tear estren, take o and bledgen o nanzo. Marhwek an ilo tailin tall con, simbal giten ha hwi bon el. Now my parth, and now joy brav, take o and bledgen o nanzo. Three anedda o stenorion in well, take o and bledgen o nanzo. Cymerins clevis gevins, arisons y merwell, take o and bledgen o nanzo. Marhwek an ilo tailin tall con, simbal giten ha hwi bon el. And now my parth in Della Omeruis, take o and bledgen o nanzo, and rake with o essa, wo he on and gezis, take o and bledgen o nanzo.
John Blytho, take Owen Blagin and Nanzo. That's the fine of the flowers in the valley version of that song. In the year 1829, mail to and from the island was being carried by the St. George's Steam Packet Company of Liverpool. The St. George's Steam Packet Company was a large company with vessels sailing to many ports, and the summer sailings to the island in July and August meant that mail arrived up to 3 days a week. And the summer service was with a steamer called the Sophia Jane. She took 10 or 11 hours for the trip, which sounds slow enough to us, but she was well regarded by the public in 1829. That was the summer. For the rest of the year, though, the company used other vessels which were described as small, dirty, inefficient, and not particularly stable. The engines of these vessels were small, not really powerful enough against strong winter winds and tides, so in fact rather than being engine-powered, they relied mainly on sail, and the trip then would take 20 or more hours, and that was when it was made at all, and the mail might get through perhaps in other times of the year only once a fortnight. To ski along, chanodamir instu, chanel foglen erbiem. And skeel shaw bonus gerudachem. Och na kirtan tamikunyan ori. Ten skeel shaw benten rish tree danions tie on stred enyach. The vodum's grain a foglin, yinens goil a skeel, mar a ren. Yinens a lorti mar hanish ons clation nam ren. Clation nam oirachan. Yinnin's rai trud na stregin chowds fa mi a lorti rish is rish. Vech a chinye em, jint a bollach ser, yinnach a clabra nain na figlin em. Ten a tri denia on shamer sa tai. Da fair jow, eig is she fripla se, comrit da jesh, te gaira da kinjach. Ta dunye elion, as egason ta fezeg liaur lia. Va auras ega de chulyuchush, as chrawi cor sledden barant ersen hin. Ach, na kyrten ten auras ega liai sul, as te cadla. From the fine flowers to curdled milk, curdled barnia, performed by Moot. moot and curdled barnia. As to trast and yawn, as to ulcus rag and unsna sulianegger, te rawel de himnech magita chamer, as te rubber a chalian de lawegger. Ten a tree dania shaw, fargacha, tad few. Hus a tie ta ben the shadow is a dream nigh baller, salye gorachus lorish unyag. Shaw vistianusus bun the skilem, as to the chulyuni is befissem arach gulder shilas jach onji. Ta kunyanem de den cheru dunya gus a tie, dunya ben tostach morve. But a chulyu rid fech gin fire, gorish a woor sunni. Charaw sian byr a chlasen fain a caddenega ler chlai a chiemer, onji fain a tri denia. Henka dunya, as the sulian ulkega de ve gurish ustiv a clai, renny rai, huggers vai gurish bech uns cage, rennen im neg a gol tayach der ginu an chan dunya lia, ve tarn an ezach ega gwins gin square vai. Now the result of this poor service was that a consortium of Manx people came together in 1830 to subscribe to the building of an efficient steamer to provide a reliable service, and this was the Mona's Isle, and it was the Mona's Isle Steam Packet Company which was set up in opposition to the St. George's Steam Packet Company. As the Manx Sun stated in an article in September of 1830, if the St. George people had treated the island properly, the steam packet boat would never have been thought of. When the Mona's Isle came into service in August of 1830, commanded by William Gill, she raced the Sophia Jane of the St. George's Company under the command of Lieutenant Tudor, a Royal Navy veteran, and that was between Douglas Head and the mouth of the Mersey. The Sophia Jane won by 1.5 minutes, and this was her first and last victory. The Mona's Isle regularly won by 40 minutes or an hour, and in a gale once was 3.5 hours ahead. Breton band Skolvon and Joaste a Heistje. Some Breton dance music there for us. Tune and ash on the jarro to Radio Vanning, a short you clear in a gale, a shemish, tad the chebble, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The two companies also entered a price war. Cabin costs were drastically reduced, and passengers could travel steerage initially for 3 shillings, but then, in desperation, the St. George's Steam Packet Company eventually reduced the steerage cost to only 6p. Well, this had an unfortunate side effect, in fact. With fares so low, the Manx Advertiser reported that it was bringing to the island a great number of mendicants of all descriptions. With the Sophia Jane not up to the task, the St. George's Company brought in its largest and fastest steamer, the eponymous St. George, from the Irish route, and put her in competition with the Mona's Isle. The vessels we're looking at here were paddle steamers, They had a paddle box on each side of the vessel with large paddle wheels which provided the drive. The first race between the Mona's Isle and the St. George was to be from Liverpool to Douglas. The day before, there was a strong southwesterly wind blowing, and there was more of the same forecast. Hai yn cheru dynia, dynia ben, sus na grisian gysafen. Fi yn sien, ffwrachtyn. Creich o tostach as fyntai. Creich o tar men ach fo olyw na cligsyn neu bwnas cricl. Fy mien eg y fen hws, fy giri grai. Fyddi dyr aw sien yn sgil. Fy goel ffodi ach son grai les dach giri y chorbeg. Fy giri gent yn grai. Tre henc y dynia tostach ben na cweil. Renni lima erai, fy na meilinec begyn ffoslich, fy mungyr ag yn erna meilinec. Chren y fair ben grey beg. Ons na sŵlion ega. Charaw ochsan ar bi ragan. Charaw feisgol ar cor. Fan y sŵlion ega. Chon iaw fer sŵnach ys rolegan. Hys y tai ren y fair ulc. Osnacha. Ys ren ei rai hwgys fai gwrs mod y beg cailt ys agraser. Hwg y fair lia. Eber a'r dersyn. Och, lwg tamult hynke dy fe sgi, ys renne lai sys ar y ler, dy goel sabin. Now here is Graham Crowe, accompanied by Fenella Bazin on the piano, and the singing Fred Buxton song from 1913. It's called Mona, I'm Coming Back.
Thank you.
A very attractive song, Fred Buxton's 1913 song, Mona, I'm Coming Back, performed by Graham Crowe, accompanied by Fenella Basin. Ren e riu, dwsta rish. Ren yn friplas lai si ser y lenius. Ren e geras, ren e cadam y gyrt cing y far fil beg dŵ ega. Chynel foglen bi em de instiw na hachr sy sgil em, chynod am instiw y sgil. Fyddi dyne bes fan fair ben tostach. Fyddi dyne bios fan ben gian fa fyw. Ta feisn em mychion na chan dynia lias yn ffeseg egas, mychion na dynia hwlt nys. Ta mi smunion orwys, smunion orwys, chanod am tigolad. Och, son a chwt smw, chanel mi smunion arw e chor bi. Son a chwt smw, ta mi smunion a dynia sien yn friplas ren geir a trwt mach y sgilem. Dy bech ced aw tigol esion, yn yn stigol dy chwliwryd. Odins rai trwy dy teil ys, inch sgil yn dy sach, a Biden's balw na soja. Cryn fe'n yr aw foglen courage daw, Cryn fe tam i bolw. Ta sgil yn dysach am dy insiach. Cynel fysau merses yr bi dy ins diwy. A strong wind blowing from the side of a paddle steamer could tilt the vessel, and that would lift the paddle boxes on the windward side out of the water. So the vessel would only get drive from the leeward paddle box. William Gill realised that the strong southwesterly would lift the port paddle box out of the water. So, overnight, he had the crew of the Mona's Isle shift the coal and the cargo over towards the port side of the vessel. Now, in the Mersey, initially, the Mona's Isle was down on the port side, but once at sea, with a southwest wind, which had strengthened, blowing against the port side of the vessel, the displacement of the coal and cargo towards that port side counterbalanced the tilting effect of the wind, and the Mona's Isle went on to easily win that first encounter, having the advantage of drive from both paddle wheels. Subsequent racing was more even between the vessels, as the St. George was actually larger and more powerful than the Mona's Isle. Now we heard John Bolitho, a Bard Muir, a Grand Bard of the Cornish Gorsedd. Here's another member of the Cornish Gorsedd with a bardic name Gwylan Gwawas, the Seagull of Newlyn, and she's Brenda Wootton.
Old Nicholas, he was one to do, went wandering up and down, to see what mischief he could brew and make for lands and towns. For a physician in a copper voyage, and three and ball and pen, and one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. Across the Tamer he had come, though you might think it strange, for having left his den home, tied Cornwall for a change. For a physician in a copper voyage, and three and ball and pen, and one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. And when the lantern he drew near a skipping o'er the sod, he spied a rustic cottage there with windows all abroad. For a decision in a copper voice and three in Paul and Ben, and one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. And in the kitchen might be seen a dame with knife in hand, who cut and slash and chop, I ween, to make a patty grand. For it is fish and thin and copper boys and three and ball and ten, and one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. What is that? A horse on to the dog. The beef and mutton, pork and fat, potatoes, leeks and squab. For it is fish and din and copper boys, a tree and all of pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. A Cornish patty, sure as she, and that's a loving mind. As soon shall start the colour sea and putty in your vine. For it is fish and din and copper boys, a tree and all of pen. And one and all we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. In fear he turned and straight did flee to cross the Tamer scene.
And since that day in Cornwall, he has never more been seen. For a deficient in a cup of boys can be a fallen head. And one that oh, we may rejoice that we are Cornish men. For a deficient in a cup of boys can be a fallen head. And one that oh, we may rejoice that we are Cornish men.
Brenda Wootton, who was known to the Cornish Gorsedd as Gwylan Gwabas, the Seagull of Newlyn, fish, tin and copper, all about the devil, crossing the Tamar and coming into Cornwall from upcountry. On the evening of the 19th of November 1830, the Mona's Isle and the St. George arrived in Douglas Bay from Liverpool. They were anchored out in Douglas Bay because there weren't the pier facilities at that time, and passengers and cargo were often discharged into the small boats, what were known as the hobblers, to get between vessel and shore. There was again a strong wind from the southwest at that time. Captain Gill's knowledge of the weather again came to the fore, and he realised that the wind might back, and he ordered that the steam pressure be kept up on the Mona's Isle. Not so John Tudor, now master of the St. George. But at 5 a.m. the wind shifted to a heavy squall from the south-east, as Gill had feared, and Gill at once put out to sea. The St. George tried to ride it out in Douglas Bay, but with a strong south-easterly gale the St. George was blown on to Conister, where she struck. We showed you in this skeel for lace achlorish Bruce Gunther, and hid air as cared jow a cheered shores, the end message, the core arm shenny, you know. Ren and dinya crom a sheis herish gailchen an ochter. Cren fev, raya, tau skriw mis jagons the skeel and gear a fee veg shaw. Skeel and fel lesach, crey air tau smunion. Ren an ochter liga mach enel. Shaw van shan flaint. Is eg a hood share of a ski jay? Eg a hood smether, well, hank tran less malls, Jackson Agnieger. Tammy an inch dot Hannah as an ochter, shent an a railen. Ach, an odom scalia macht muskeenen, rennen dunya tanacht an lesh. Tammy son getlach, son sheen a mach. Pshaw, hol you termus, dregger an ochter. Ren the plainton gollairs gollair. Fe yera slur vashen de nochter. Hugge a ver a chraman dollar. Henk kyon er na plainton. We'll be right back. and that's the Shots and Dykehead Caledonia Pipe Band. First and Kjolshen Kaurachemacht and Estashun and Ashun and Esho Radio Vanning. As and short as you gaze, Jachris Claire Nigel, Merrimpeen, Robert Cutting Coswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Showed you skill Enmesich Bran Lady, Lorish Pamela Kennedy, Nafuddy the Ne Vignette Ton, to Sajachemach, Shalid the Re, Bunus Gurish Haiku once act. Chrawi rai yr sŵl fa yn dolyd dy bolach. Chrawi ych gol red sliwr y mygyr dy mwys. Chrawi ffiw dyn nhw colordus rys, chaws fe chw sgwryd y sio. O, sie, sie, dŵr ti mor dy bech i cwr ffregr de, chaws fe snogl y cion ons cordel mor yn rys. Ren yn mestialach, Bran Lady gyn sgwer. Gynnys de a chor yr byd yr awy feneg y ffodd y faes yn sysmwnion ex. Chan nodwch chi ffeis le cronten y dynia sesia. Och, fe iera, henker i ffeis le na cronten ex, yw'r ys chyt y fe bawr de. Chawds fe ys shilten dyr awy mer ys y cara. Mae'n sy'n J. Bond, Elion Corlach, Goel Bolgaman, J. Pina Colada, as ferga rush savour che, J. De Turgade. The St. George had been driven on to Conister, but her situation had been seen. Isaac Vondi, Sir William Hillary, Lieutenant Robinson, William Corlett, the local agent for the St. George Steam Packet Company, and 10 other lifeboat men manned the Douglas lifeboat. And the lifeboat went out across the bay, then threw out an anchor to use the conditions to ride down towards the St. George on Conister. The intention was for the men on board the St. George to jump for the lifeboat, but the wild conditions meant it wasn't possible. The only chance was for the lifeboat, with its small draft, to get between the St. George and Conister, over the parts of the rock that were submerged at that state of the tide. It was a risk, but they were successful, and now the lifeboat lay in the trough of water between the St. George and Conister, but heavy waves were still breaking over them. In the confusion, Sir William Hillary was swept overboard, and he was crushed between the lifeboat and the St. George. Now here's Drumbago, it's Gwilym Morris and friends, and The Day Will Come, Dour Deeth.
Oh,
Gwilym Morris leading the way with Drumbago and Dour Deed, The Day Will Come. Despite breaking 6 ribs in the incident, Sir William Hillary was pulled back on board, and the rescue went on. And it was successful. The crew of the St. George were in fact taken off the St. George, and they were taken inboard the Douglas lifeboat. But the Douglas lifeboat was now lying trapped. The only way out was to cut the mast and rigging of the St. George that were lying in the way, and then to try to slip out between the St. George and the Conister. After 2 hours there was still rigging in the way, but it was felt that there was no more time to lose. The St. George's crew were aboard the battered lifeboat with its rudder smashed and most of its oars broken. The lifeboat crew of 14 was now added to by 22 crewmen from the St. George. Someone had to go overboard again to cut a rope that tied the lifeboat to the St. George. With that severed, the lifeboat was washed over and away by the waves, but, with great good luck, came into the calmer waters, lying in the lee of Conister. Gene vignet shaw ach skeel as to I am Cameron jin the wimmer jane ach the shinol ach rishan skeel and the higgle cohex jin skeel shaw. Te en mesich takirtach ek Cindy. Cindy, well, aliams to be fisio quay an enyo Cindy on some skeel shaw. She downs far edene kunta virus. Squech e de vele guller cummel melina. Chaws da Cindy smunion mychion yn ach ta mien yn y byrchi jynd rych, ta sian fen si trish as di gins si, neu os da jarw golg as y dawns. Ta Cindy cor sia sian, te cor dwyd e jymalid y sierli y fein iaw chramp. Ta'n cyrtach gian da hailsych ymach na sleianec, Cawrach y mach pumpkin, as tigre de fel ebl, de yno Lamborghini, jay. Chynel Cindy cwnt ymon y jay sien. Te siwl mer ish ych i'r tacht yn dawns, as un sien, tad yno pumpkin yn jay ulyw na carbage, as tad rhaenad ulyw na lwcht yn tai agres ach sefalia. Now here's the title track from the album by Cunla. Cunla was a group from Ireland that were visitors to Uncrunniach a few years ago. This is the song River Waiting.
Run into the black. There's no turning back. Just keep your mind on track. Forget about them, cause they'll cut you no slack. To the woods we'll go and keep it down and keep it loaded. Hear the flow of the river waiting. River waiting. Make it there before it snows and kisses. Feel the cold in your hands and feet and soul. Don't look back, cause they're right on your track. A few more steps and you'll be at the river. Let's just hope that your brother is with her.
Pick and peel.
And that's Ciara McCafferty singing her own song, written by Ciara and Paul Starrett of the group Cunla. And that was the title track from their first album, River Waiting. Well, Shorsky Lenmisic, Renan Sonnen Saija, Yorish Noriko Jayasekera. Na Renan Renshin Goyle, na Fasteren Beggar Shen, Gin Lectriches, as Shingen in Sayer Grisha Dorish, na Kerjin Mershnen Air. Faster and beggar chave a corfoas den and gree. Shant an a ren and shen nish. Tammy Klein a shan a ren and em merafiana. As goilad son a ninem phone salja no. A chanel me shigger velly tigglead. After the dangers of the rescue by the lifeboat around Coniston itself, two harbour boats now were able to come out to assist them, and the lifeboat was towed to the shore. The crew of the St. George was rescued by Douglas Lifeboat in the early morning of the 20th of November, 1830. And Shenerish was a Chlesho Clenigale. Now, we started with a Bardd Myr of Gorseth Curnow, and we heard another Bardd on the way, and now we have yet another Bardd of Gorseth Curnow, and he was a Cornish composer and arranger for brass band. His name was Godfrey Richards. His Three Saints composition celebrates three Cornish saints, St. Petroc, St. Bruard, and St. Menefrida. Now, St. Menefrida gives her name to St. Minver, and that's where in Cornwall Gough Richards came from. He was born and brought up in St. Minver. And that's where we're closing this time, and more time for brass every Monday evening at 9 with Ian Cotter, of course, on Manx Radio. Ach nish dera nach hir, now until the next time, this is Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a chrieri, was orsilier, as my yearian shared you will you.